She's sitting up there, I'm carrying it too, so I appreciate you.
I don't know why we don't get signed up for...
Television.
For what? I'm not sure, I like what I'm hearing up here. I don't think I better ask that question anymore, ever again. You heard it, Lloyd, didn't you? Didn't you, Lloyd? Well, I gotta tell you, folks, you can see me smile here tonight. Just happens that you people gave me a birthday party out at Easy Akins. I don't know how many of you were there, but I was there, and I got a wonderful gift that I wasn't expecting. You know, some of you people, you come in here, and I get to know you pretty good and fall in love with you, then all of a sudden you disappear, and I don't get to see you anymore for goodness knows how long. It's not really fair, but I put up with it. I don't know what else I could do but put up with it. Judy disappeared for so long.
Not anywhere yet.
And don't do it. Good, honey. Thank you. Now, I didn't hear that promise out of everybody, but thank you, honey. That's really nice. I like that. But, Corey, I'm looking at your daughter, and I have to look twice. She grew up so fast. Look at her, Corrine. I had to stop saying how I'm crazy about Corrine's family because I got tired of hearing it. She's got the neatest family, and this daughter of hers sitting there is just, it's so wonderful. Oh, everybody, isn't life grand? You agreeing with me there? Bill? Bob? Jim? Joan? What's his name? Joanne, would you tap him in the back? He doesn't recognize his name. Yeah.
It's Joe.
Oh! See that? I just wanted to prove to you, he does know his own name. But I got to tell you what happened to me that was my treat. At my birthday party out at Easy Akins, I'm sitting there just basking at the people, you know, treating me so nice. And I look over, and who comes in but a face that I had not seen for years. Years and years and more years. She's a professional clown. You can tell that, can't you? Do you hear that laughter? Yeah. Honey, when you were just about the age she was. She's 17 when I met her. She started the class when she was 17. Pretty near the same age as you, huh?
Not 17.
Well, no, I realize that, honey. But you're not 17 either. But anyhow, my treat. Walking into Easy Akins, minding her own business, was this lady that I hadn't seen for so long, but I've never stopped loving her. Walked right into Easy Akins, and not only me, but she dropped her eye teeth also. And what a treat. And so I've asked if she would share some of her thoughts with us tonight. And this is our school teacher lady, Eunice. Eunice.
Everybody is getting ready to follow up with her.
No pressure. No pressure. Well, hello, everybody. I think it's kind of interesting to hear people's story, and we learn things from their story. So I'm going to tell you my story. And actually, what Millie and I talked about on the phone is I was talking about, you know, I think that I'm here to help people, and that's kind of how we got talking. But I forget to ask, like, every day to let me help somebody. So I just kind of put it out there, okay, God, just send people I need to help to my way. You know, even if I don't ask, it's just kind of an open invitation. Anyway, I'll get back to that. So 30 years ago, I moved to San Diego from Madison, Wisconsin, to follow a dream of starting a landscaping business. And I did that because my dad died an unhappy man who never followed his dreams. And I came out here carrying lots of baggage from a really pretty rough childhood. My father had severe PTSD. We didn't know it at the time, you know, and nobody talked about it, and we pretended we had a normal family. Anyway, so I moved out here, and the very first person I met said, I need to take you, this is like almost immediately, I need to take you someplace. And of course, they took me to the Wednesday night forum, and I met Millie in the Swedenborgian church and started classes. And I was, Millie helped me change my life. You know, my mother was so thankful. She thought she was going to lose me. She said, oh, so thankful that Millie helped me. What I did is I carried just so much pain and negativity, and I had all kinds of tapes in my head, you know, criticizing myself. I kind of carried on where my father left off. And through the classes, I was able to forgive my dad because he'd come through. And, of course, Millie didn't know. And he'd come through with specific incidences of, you know, that were very miserable in my life anyway. And so I was so fortunate to really gain a lot of healing, and I lost a lot of negativity. But I always wondered, how come? I mean, I just couldn't get it. Why did I choose this life with my father? It you know, they say you choose your parents, and it was just hard to believe. But now, you know, I know. I'm certainly way more compassionate and kind because of that experience. It really made me, you know, put the compassion in my heart. Anyway, I learned to ask for what I needed through Millie, and I had amazing results. At one time, I needed a washer, and I didn't have much money because I just started a business. I mean, when I look back on it, I think, God, I was a fool. I mean, here I moved from Wisconsin to start a business, you know, where there's like 9 microclimates, and there's just one climate in Wisconsin. Anyway, I wanted a washer, and I was doing my work and drove down a street, and there was a free washer, somebody throwing it out, and I got my washer. That was like my first, like, wow, God story. That was pretty thrilling. And I had a lot of little God stories, but then my really good God story was I wanted, as my business grew, I needed another vehicle, and I saw a 1959 El Camino for sale, and I thought, ooh, that'd really be a fun vehicle to have. It wasn't in really good shape, and it cost $1,200. And this is, we're talking, you know, a long time ago, and $1,200 was a lot of money, and I put it on my credit card, which I would never do. And I said, okay, you sent it to me. Now, you know, I need some help. And it was like the next day, a man called and said, you know, you work at my parents' house and my sister's house, and we have a lot of commercial property that we want you to look at, and it all needs to be cleaned up, and then you can maintain it. And voila, there was my money. And I was pretty, that was pretty cool. I thought, you know, and then I got the vehicle. So it was in pretty good shape. It was a pretty, pretty car. And I'm driving down the freeway, and I'm really proud. I'm just loving my car. And I'm going down 8 West, and I step on the brakes, and there are no brakes. You know, and I'm probably going 65 fast enough. It just like, and, you know, I know that somebody's like guiding me, you know, without asking. Somebody's definitely helping you. And so I took 8, and I took 805. And then I exited El Cajon Boulevard. It was a stick, so I could downshift. Exited El Cajon Boulevard and coasted to a stop in front of Carl's Jr. And just got out of the car, and it was like, oh, my God. Oh, and another good God story I had. I was mowing lawns, and I was on a, there was a lawn up, there was like a large, the hill, I can't, that was like a terrace, thank you. 3-foot terrace, and I'm mowing, and I fell off, and I just got up and went and told my partner, I just fell off the front yard, didn't hurt myself or anything. And what Millie said is, you know, well, the angels are there kind of buffering you. I mean, because I should have. I mean, you know, I fell down on the cement, you know, off without catching myself, you know, just a backwards kind of fall. But she said, there, your angel's always around you. So I just continued to have many God stories, and my business grew, and things were good. I'd hoped to install drought-tolerant flower gardens, but back then, nobody was interested in that, you know. And I decided I needed to get out of the business and go back to teaching because it was just a bit much. But Actually, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. I decided I was going to get commercial, get a contractor's license, and get some city contracts. So I was going for that, and I got my contractor's license and was bidding on a city contract. And this older gentleman comes up to me and talks to me and says, I want you to meet my sons. And so I met his sons. And then it turned out after a while, I just decided I'd kind of had it, or, you know, I needed to change. And I kept running into these two guys, and they said, well, if you, and I said, yeah, I'm thinking of maybe getting out of the business, and we'll buy your business if you decide to get out of it. And they bought my business, and Karen, who I met in classes 25 years ago, was really worried because I was going to go do a cash transaction. She, you know, I said, you don't even know these people. Well, come to find out, Millie worked with their mother at the Union Tribune. But we can't remember. It was so long ago, we can't remember her name. But it was like, see, it's safe. But it's just, you know, just always these connections. You know, one of the things I did a lot when I had my business is, you know, I just kind of tried to just visualize what I wanted and just would ask for it and did a lot of creative visualization, especially on the test taking. I don't know if any of you have to take tests. I'd like visualize myself going to the mailbox and opening the envelope. And yes, I passed. And so after I sold my business, I had to take a lot of tests for teaching. And I remember one of the tests I passed by 1 point. It was like, hey, 1 point. I passed. And I have to look at my notes. I was just going to just wing it. So my mantra, which I forget a lot of times, is let it be easy. You know, just simply asking to let it be easy, which I forget to do. And that just so helps in so many things. You know, I want the world to be a better place, as you all want the world to be a better place. And I think we kind of need to do that. I mean, we need to really push it on getting better. And I'm fortunate that I'm teaching, and there are a lot of God stories and how I got there through people in Millie's class helped me just kind of get to where I am. But, I really feel so blessed that I can teach because I get to, you know, I get 30-some kids each year that I get to teach to be, you know, I'm not only teaching them, you know, what they need to know, but I'm also teaching them to be kind and to be stewards of the environment. And I always love it at the end of the year when they say, oh, you're so kind. And I think, oh, good, yes, you know. And I hope that they then are going to pass it on and share that kindness. And remember one kid said, you're nice to everybody. You're kind to everybody. It's like, yeah, you know, we should be. Because really, in the world, you know, Gandhi says, be the change you want to see. And so I used to kind of want to push my ideas on people more, but now I decided it really is the better way to go, just to be the change you want to see. And you know, I'm sure a lot of you know that there's a lot of research that kindness actually, it enhances your life and your health, being kind. And it's so easy. You know, I think that it's easy to forget just to give someone a compliment. You know, a lot of times, you know, and of course, sincere compliments. But, you know, people say, well, you made my day, just like with a simple compliment. And just smiling at people. It's always interests me, all the people that, like, won't smile back. But, you know, what the heck. And, you know, saying hello to people, which is something I kind of learned from my mom. I used to think, God, she says hello to everyone. You know, kind of embarrassing. But, you know, there are some people that may not be, no one might have spoken to them until you say hello to them. And I went online and checked out kindness, and there are all kinds of kindness movements, which pleased me. I know at my school, somebody came and brought bracelets and said, well, as the kids do kind things, give them bracelets. And we had like 1 week of, you know, being kind. I mean, you know, hopefully it did not just 1 week, but, you know, my heart is kind of, it makes me happy that there is a kindness movement. And they were suggesting online that there are so many ways to help people, buy someone a coffee. I mean, I've never really thought about that. Just, you know, I suppose, you know, if you have the bucks, if you're at Starbucks, I'm too cheap to go to Starbucks, but, you know, buy somebody a cup of coffee. Write a letter and reaching out. Of course, so few of us write letters anymore. I actually started one at the beginning of the summer to a friend of mine, and got to finish it before school starts. Compliment somebody, rescue a pet, practice emotional correctness. Now, I have no idea what emotional correctness is, but they suggested that as kindness. That's kind of... but, you know, anything we do that that is kind helps us, and it helps someone else. And, you know, I didn't know. I found, you know, the Dalai Lama is, he says that, you know, kindness, be kind whenever possible, and it's always possible. And that, this is my excuse for not being here, Millie, that we don't need churches, that we have our heart and our soul. And then I lost it. You know, I kind of see the world as my church, that I need to help. You know, if somebody looks like they're struggling on the street, I mean, we pull over. You know, the other day I said, oh, turn around, somebody fell down. Because people are afraid to help people, you know. So that's my story, and I'm going to stick with it. I hope that touched someone's heart. I, you know, feel it was rather schizophrenic, but truly, Millie has helped me change my life, and I owe so much to her for helping me. Because really, now that I am as old as I am, I'm going to be 65, I feel like I finally have let go of, I know that a lot of you probably carry that stuff from childhood, like I've let go of it, you know, and I've been able to forgive my father, and it's been hard. I mean, you know, I'm like going to tear up probably, but I kind of thought, God, how old do I need to be to get over this stuff? And thank you, Millie.
You know, what a birthday present that was for me to see her walk in after not seeing you for so many years. Dennis, you remember her, don't you?
Very well.
And you remember Dennis. Who else remembers her from the old days? Oh, Laura. Yeah, oh, that's right.
The old days.
Linda, you do. Barbara does. And do you, Renee? No. Hollis, maybe. Do you remember her from the old days? Who else is old? Oh, Reese does. Reese remembers you, honey. There he is, all the way back there. Isn't life interesting? Isn't it grand?